Okay. Thank you so much for these wonderful teachings. Sometimes a very intense light nimitta arises, and it feels like all my energy rushes to my forehead. I try to ignore the nimitta, but it gets brighter and undulating. I try to pull it down to my feet, but that doesn't work. I've tried all sorts of things, but ultimately I just stop sitting and start walking. The nimitta gives me a headache and is draining. One, why does it happen? Two, what to do? The number one, why does it happen? I don't know, really. That's kind of irrelevant in the sense that it's happening, okay, what to do? And sometimes it's like that. If it's too intense, then okay, stopping sitting and walking is that's a viable option as well. I think one of the things with a nimitta arises, if it's too intense, if it's too, and then one is trying too hard to either pull it down to the feet, ignoring it, not wanting it, then yeah, that sets up a tension. Yeah, it ends up in a headache. To be able to allow especially if with an image of light, one of the things that you want to try to do is, especially in this circumstance, in the sense that it doesn't feel comfortable, then what you want to be doing is trying to making it feel comfortable, learning how to allow that to that image of light to start to be a presence of ease, and one can do that with, like, especially when one's using the breath in conjunction with that. As you say, it's undulating. You can allow that to undulate with the breath, and then using that to soften and to bring a sense of a lightness to our experience of the area of the body where one is experiencing that light. Then allowing it to become softer, allowing it to become a kind of a benign presence. Also using the cultivation of the of loving kindness. So that taking that light and imbuing it with those wishes of well-being. Allowing light to suffuse the body, but it's suffusing it in the sense of softening and brightening, and not controlling, not containing it too much. Because that sense of trying to pull it down to one's feet, trying to ignore it, to push it away, that you want to be working with it in ways that is softening and brightening, but it's also, there's a kindliness there, and it's that is really important, to allow that light to be both kind and bright, and that should shift it. It should change it, because there's an energetic that when we try too hard, you get a headache and it ends up sort of sucking energy out. But it can be a source of well-being, and it can be energizing.